Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, and for us is the last Wednesday of the year. The year we mean in 2018, believe it or not. Remember, for the holy, I'm telling you, this year is running too quick. And here you go, it ran quick. So what do we do? What do we do here? I mean, well, I actually don't know what to say.
You dress like you're going to the beach. So we all ready for, huh? So, yeah, listen. The atmosphere all over. You know what, the pleasure in the morning?
Yeah.
Usually you wake up at like 10 past 8, you leave home just to arrive to the shop at quarter to 9. Now you can leave 25 to 9 just to be in the shop at quarter to 9. Yeah. So, yeah, it's actually a pleasure.
Unless the robbers catch you before.
Criminals. This one I have to. They're still busy. You know, they don't have enough. They didn't make their 13th salary for Christmas.
No.
They're still busy.
Some of them haven't made a pancela.
Did you see in the newspaper today how many people were arrested and how many drunk drivers there were in Sandton?
They improved the law at last, thank God.
They were arresting them left, right and center. There were about over 700 arrests.
Yeah, but the ones with the guns running, it's a robbery. Those ones that didn't...
They didn't catch. Do you know why, Roy?
They're not drunk.
Because they weren't drinking.
Well,
they didn't catch him.
Or maybe they didn't talk on the telephone while they're robbing the guy. So what? I think the way we're getting into this year, is we're laughing, but this year was, like it was expected, was one of the worst years in the history of South Africa, and every year is getting worse and worse, which makes us. What can I say? Susceptive? How do you say that? Get used to. Yeah. We just get used to the deterioration of the country. The potholes are getting bigger. Just now we're going to drive through jacuzzis of water.
They're going to fill the potholes with water and they're going to be swimming pools.
So exactly. Here you go.
Stop the car and you're going to have a swim.
100%.
Instead of cars, we'll use ferries.
Ferries.
So guys, the time is now 86 and 11 minutes. And if you didn't figure it out, you're looking for the Pornstars Unplugged. We're a little bit plugged today because... let me just introduce whoever's here in the studio. So my name is Roy Peretz, and I've got with me on my left.
On your left.
Some say, he eats with one hand. Some say, he walks on the moon. Some say, he touches the sky. The gentle giant, Eitan Nadler.
Very, very nice to be back at last after 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
And I have to say... doesn't matter what.
Yeah.
As soon you land in Tel Aviv, you feel home.
Do you feel safe.
You can throw away the suitcases on the ground and walk. They will be there when you come back. It's like, it's completely different. It's like you're walking on clouds over there. And just for being there.
Like walking on sunshine.
Over here, you're sitting in a restaurant and you hold the cell phone between the legs that it will not disappear when you turn your head to the one next to you. So over there, people used to laugh at me doing this. So now I'm putting it on the table to test.
Yeah.
It's still there when you turn back.
Do they lock their doors at night in Israel?
Yes. Listen, it's not crime-free completely. Okay. But you know what? If a burglar will break into your house, even if you are there, or even if it's armed robbery,
you apologize.
If you give it the walk away, no problem. They respect human life. Over here, maybe. If you give or not give, it doesn't really matter in the end of the day because you don't know. And that's the huge difference. So, and it's good for most of the countries in the world. We are very unique.
Very special. Very, very special.
Like Roy said. 365 days of slowly becoming worse and get used to it.
Yeah, so this year was, for many of us, one of the worst years in that the country have suffered. But you know what? We must take everything with a tongue in cheek and must all be happy. And that's what we have, and we have to deal with it. Deal with it nicely. Smile in the morning. Look at yourself in the mirror. If you don't smile at yourself, laugh at yourself. Doesn't matter. I mean, just say, listen, you grew 1 year older. How do you say? We managed to live another year without getting a bullet.
Yeah.
It's already a good
good omen.
Yeah, it's a very good
reason to be happy.
I always laugh, Roy, when I think that you said I walk funny. You said the other day I walk
funny. I was suggesting that you had some relations with the late Freddie Mercury. That's why you walk funny. I mean, but that's...
the reason I walk funny is because the chairs in the studio are hard.
Yeah, but, you know, no. Something should have affected it. I mean... Yeah, guys. You know what? Today is such an easy thing. I mean, with sandals, yeah. It's the first time I'm with sandals in the studio. Nicole is smiling, believe it or not. Peter Feldman is here. Yeah. He does our blogging and he does
TV.
I spent a bit of time in the movie.
Yeah. And the girl that gives the best
service
in all industries, yeah. So
the competition to now, give problem is not here.
I would like to interject on certain things.
All right.
I was in a very good mood.
When?
It's the festive season.
It's put you
summer.
Down.
Life is on the buzz. People are rocking. Like, can't we focus on all the good things that are happening?
Definitely. At the beginning we say the bad, and then later we say all the good things.
I was listening, because every morning I listen to motivational affirmations
Really? Yes. Oh, nice.
Because the law of attraction says what you think you manifest into reality.
Right.
So it's our thoughts that projected out there. We can choose to be happy or we can choose to be sad. And
I don't think somebody chooses to
be sad. There was
a
doctor that was on that said, stress can make you sick. And if that's the case, why can't the reverse take place where being happy can make you better?
But you see, there's something between us that I don't understand. Are you married?
Oh, that's a leading question, Roy.
No, but are you married?
I'll show you a picture.
Say again.
No.
She's not married. That's why you got the option to be happy or unhappy.
I really
don't have the option. I'm telling you now. Yeah. I mean, I wish I had the option of being happy. I don't have the option. I'm married. So you can be happy or married. So in my case, my wife is happy and I'm married.
No, because that's what my mother always says. You can't have happily married in the same sentence. No.
Love and marriage, you know.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Well, not both sides are unhappy.
What do you mean?
Like you said, I've got
my wife,
she's happy. I'm married.
100%.
Listen, you wake up in the morning, there is a shopping list to do. To do and not to do.
Yeah.
The not to do, it's what disturbing. Leave me alone for 5 minutes.
Well, I choose to be happy and
good
go
for you.
Into the
good
new
for you.
Year.
That's what I'm
all
saying. You got the choices, my dear. You got the choice. You can decide. I mean, I know a lot of guys that are married, they don't have the choice. They want to be happy, but the wife is there.
Tomorrow you want to go to one of these special clubs or nightclubs or whatever, you don't have the other half that giving you the third degree.
Well,
am I right?
Really?
Ah,
no.
Yeah.
So
or you're not giving other
that's
people
why you, that's why. That's why you can laugh and smile.
Yeah.
It allows you. You don't have to say, before I laugh, I ask my wife, can I laugh? Then she says yes, then I laugh. If not, not. Is it funny? Yes, I'm not sure. I thought
tell me,
funny.
Roy, when you tell a joke at home, does your wife say, put up your hand when you come to the funny part? So she
No, she doesn't. No. She doesn't. Actually, my wife likes my jokes. Keep them as jokes. Yeah? Yeah. She likes my jokes.
So anything she likes.
Well, she's telling him as long as it's a joke. Yeah.
Now, Roy's come up with some pearlers the last couple of
years. Yeah, let me tell you.
I like the one where the guy was, it's a black joke.
Well, which one?
Where it was his wife's funeral. He was at the football match and they asked him, couldn't he bring anyone with him? Remember that one? It was a big match.
That's a good joke.
I remember it.
So let me tell you the joke. I'll tell you the joke again. So it was this guy sitting at the World Cup final, was sitting the whole stadium packed. There's no place to fit a needle. The place next to him is empty. So the guy next to me says, "Who is sitting next to you?" He says, "You know, myself and my wife used to go to all the matches together. We never left each other, and we booked this game this trip, and she passed away, and couldn't you take somebody with you to see the game?" He said, "No, all of them are in the funeral."
talking of football, Roy, yeah? I think the great news for us Liverpool supporters,
yeah,
is that Jose has been fired.
It's not the great news for us. But what happened is that, like, you know, it. I like to say na 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 to all the people from Manchester United. Friend, na, 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 na.
Welcome friend, to first grade.
A friend sent me a picture of Jose when he joined Chelsea in 2004, young looking, said, yeah, "I'm going to destroy Manchester United." And the next picture says, "Mission accomplished."
Look, he was great. I think he's still a great manager. It's just,
things, one of those things.
Yeah, I need to spice it up.
Like what?
Like he must have a new girlfriend. Must get some life.
He's got some new players.
He must get life. So, all right. So, I don't know if you remembered the foundations. Do you remember foundations?
Never heard of
me a buttercup, was that it?
Yes. Oh, you go.
I used to know my music.
You used to know
your
music?
Yeah, I still know a lot about music. I used to cover music for my newspaper for many years.
That's the Freddie Mercury story. One day you're going to tell us.
Yeah, tell it.
One day he's going to tell
when
us.
When I've written my book, you
and
can
it's not going to save.
It.
It's going to save what happened there. So this is, that's for you guys. The foundations.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
And let me tell you something. The cops got the best season now. Think of drunk and driving. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How much money they make of drunk and driving? You got plenty money. And I'm not talking about the robbers. How much money the robbers make? Eh? Yeah. I mean, you took yourself.
They're doing it for the last 2 months. They started in October.
They started early this year. I think it was still when it was cold.
And they won a big high after the concerts on Sunday. They went to town. They say they brought them in. They bust them in from all over the Gauteng. Groups of robbers.
One person called it a concert. The other person called it an opportunity to make some.
And who were the opportunities?
South Africa. I heard only 15 of them was arrested. So
only 15? And what they had in jail, that fun.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 6 and 25 minutes. And you're listening to Chai FM. This is the Pawn Stars Unplugged. We're not so unplugged today. We've got only Eitan Nadler. We've got Peter Feldman and Nicole. What's your surname?
Something. It's this.
She visits changing surnames too quick. Yeah, we can't hold.
And it's a difficult one.
I sometimes go to my maiden name and I sometimes keep.
But why? You're causing confusion.
Let's keep it Nicole. Yeah. Nicole is like a Madonna. Madonna.
It's, to confuse the guys.
Beyonce, Madonna, sure.
Yeah. You know, today we got some birthdays. We got Alicia Milano. I'm sure you know her.
Oh, yes.
Alicia
yes,
Di Milano. Yes, she's today, yes. God knows
who's
how old.
The boss?
Yeah, who's the boss?
She
exactly.
She's the little girl.
She was the little girl. And she was so pretty.
She
was so pretty. She's still pretty.
Yeah. She should be our age.
Serious?
Yeah.
No.
Well.
What do you mean our age?
If we saw who's the boss live, then more or less live.
Live.
So she should be our
beautiful.
Age.
She's beautiful. She's actually beautiful.
Well, she used to be beautiful. I don't know how beautiful she is now. Well, you know it's in the eyes of a beholder. What do you say?
Yes.
Beauty is in the eyes of a beholder. For me, okay, whatever I'm going to talk, because whatever I'm going to put, whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to have to regret afterwards at home.
to answer some hard question.
What do you mean? All right, so what do we have? We've got Alicia Milano. She's, I can't see how old is she, but I know that Alexis Sanchez, the footballer from Man United, is 30 years old today.
Yes.
He's 30 years old. And
starting to push it.
Chilean. Edith Piaf was born today.
Edith Piaf.
Karim Benzema. Jack Gyllenhaal.
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 Jake is a famous actor.
Yeah, and then Leonid Brezhnev.
Brezhnev.
Yeah, Leonid Brezhnev. No, the Russian president. Was he was a president. I don't know why I couldn't upload the data. But Leonid Brezhnev was the president of the Mother Russia since 1964 till he died in 1982, believe it or not, for 18 solid years. That's one I remember from my essay. And yeah, that's one I remember. And who more? Edith Piaf said. And we've got Jennifer Beals. Who the hell is
Jennifer
she?
Jennifer Beals. Ah, she's an
married
actress.
Married to Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Is it? She's married to him?
Yeah.
Yep.
She's not that hot.
She is.
How can you argue with me? I'm a man. I'm telling you she's not so hot. Maybe for a lady she is. Now disappeared.
Roy, which Russian prime minister or president got so angry at the United Nations, I think, that he took his shoe off and banged the table? Do you remember?
No.
Was it Khrushchev?
Khrushchev. Oh, do you remember? That was Nikita. You know Khrushchev? Nikita. Yeah. His name was Nikita.
Nikita.
Yeah. Nikita. Nikita. I thought Nikita... Till I saw this guy, I thought Nikita was a girl's name.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a woman. That was a KGB, rough and tough.
You got a name like Lindy. It could be a man or a female.
I mean, what sort of father...
Lindy.
What sort of father... Tell me, guys, what sort of father gives his son a name of a girl?
Francis.
Somebody doesn't really like his son.
Remember that song, A Boy Named Sue?
No, I don't.
There was a song where a guy wrote about this poor guy whose parents gave him a girl's name.
Oh,
and he had to live throughout his life. You know, I think you should reach a stage where you can choose your own name. I did that. I chose my own name. Because
did
I
you?
Yeah, I did. So I wasn't really happy with the name I was given when I was born. So when I was 6 years old, this is a true story.
I got two birth certificates.
Well, I went to school and I didn't like my name. So when the teacher asked me what your name was, I said, my name's Peter. And my name given to me by my parents was Selwyn. Okay, all the Selwyns out there, right, I didn't like the name Selwyn, so sue me. Second of all, my mom went to the school and said, how's Selwyn doing? And the teacher looked at her and says, Selwyn,
there's
we don't
no
have
Selwyn.
A Selwyn here.
There's no Selwyn.
We have a Peter. And from that day on, my parents had a large family, and there was a committee saying some of them agreed that I should change my name. Others said, no, you were given the name Selwyn. I said, if you call me Selwyn, I am not going to answer you. My godfather, bless him, said, no, he likes the name Peter. Call him Peter. So I went through life Peter. I've got two birth certificates, one with my first name, Selwyn David, and then a second one, Peter Selwyn David. So I always like telling the story. And I wrote a story in The Star, and it was included in a book called Bedtime Stories, which came out many years ago, about being the ability to change your name at people who don't like their names. I mean, you've got like famous stars like Freddie Mercury, Elton John. So many actors changed their name.
A lot of them.
Yes. Yeah, so okay. Why can't we?
No, you're right. You should. You actually should. I mean, we actually should. And, you know, by the way, Alyssa Milano, she was born 1972. It makes exactly age of 46 years old. And Jake Gyllenhaal, what is Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
He's born 1980, so he's 38 years old. Karim Benzema, you know Karim Benzema?
He's a footballer.
Footballer for...
one of the European teams.
Yeah, no, what's his... for Real Madrid.
Real.
He's 31. Alexis Sanchez, I said, is 30. Edith Piaf, she's already dead. And she died. Okay, she was born in 1915. That would make her 100. It would make her 103. Yeah. So 103.
She was a very waif-like character. There was a plays about her. There was a movie about her.
No, she was amazing.
She was called Little Sparrow. And she was tiny, but she had an amazing voice.
No, she was really an amazing... amazing voice. Anyway,
didn't she purr? Make that purring sound.
She used to do like. So anyway, Leonid Brezhnev. We talked about him. So yeah, I still remember Leonid Lynch Brezhnev was a Soviet politician who led the Soviet Union from 1964 till his death in 1982. So it was still 1982, like I said. He was the General Secretary of the Soviet Union. The only one that was longer than him was Joseph Stalin.
We used to call him Bulldog Face.
Redman, the guy, you know, Brezhnev was a bad man. Then, but before him, there was a guy by the name of Nikita Khrushchev.
Yeah.
After him was Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah.
Then it was, it wasn't then. Then it was Boris Yeltsin. Do you remember?
Yeah,
Yeltsin?
Boris Yeltsin is the one who brought the democracy that stood in front of the tanks.
Wasn't it Gorbachev?
No, Gorbachev is the one, like the clerk over here, who broke the communist way, and Yeltsin brought the freedom, stood in front of the tanks. And Gorbachev with the mark on the head was the other communist
movies,
party.
In one of the movies, they kept the spit and took the mark off his.
Who was the guy who had that?
I think it was.
It looked like a map.
That was Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, yeah. Gorbachev. He had the birthmark over here on his bald head.
It's actually not. You know what it is? It's actually magioma. They call it magioma in the.
And then there was a comedy movie or whatever that they actually wiped it off.
Which movie was that?
And
I can't remember.
Let me tell you, Richard Hammond from Top Gear. Today he is 49 years old, and Mark Hammond. It's an English presenter, writer, and journalist, best known for his co-hosting BBC, the car program Top Gear, and from 2002 till 2015. You believe it? Yo, I didn't know so many.
You know,
so
they're still screening it on BBC, the old 2010 version.
It's the best. The new one is not for me.
No.
I don't like the new one.
Well, Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah. I like him as you know, one of the friends, but that's it. But anyway, guys, so we've got not a full program today, but you can actually, if you wanna really listen for good music, we can do that. Peter's got something to read. I want you to read for us. Go for it, Peter.
I received a beautiful video today, and I'd just like to read it to our listeners and for a few moments of thoughtful thinking.
Is it a serious video?
It says, life is like a journey on a train.
Okay, let me put some better.
With its stations, with changes of routes, and with accidents. At birth, we boarded the train and met our parents, and we believe they will always travel on our side. However, at some station, our parents will step down from the train, leaving us on this journey alone. As time goes by, other people will board the train, and they will be significant. Our siblings, our friends, children, and even the love of our life. Many will step down and leave a permanent vacuum. Others will go so unnoticed that we don't realize that they vacated their seats, which is very sad when you think about it. This train ride will be full of joy, sorrow, fantasy, expectations, hellos, and goodbyes. Success consists of having a good relationship with all the passengers on the train, requiring that we give the best of ourselves at all times. The mystery to everyone is we do not know at which station we will ourselves step down. Some of us live in the best way, love, forgive, and offer the best of who we are. It is important to do this because when the time comes for us to step down and vacate the seat and leave it empty, we should leave behind beautiful memories for those who will still continue to travel on the train of life. And I must say, I wish everyone a joyful journey this year on the train of life. Reap success and give lots of love. More importantly, give thanks for the journey. Lastly, you know, I'd like to thank everyone in the studio and all our friends and people for being one of the passengers on my train. Thank you, Roy.
Absolutely a pleasure.
Amazing.
So, what I want to say, from this, I want to play this song. I think you're going to like it. It's one of the songs I always play, yeah.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
I was talking about this man, you know, he stormed to his wife in the kitchen and he says, from now on, you need to know that I'm the man of this house. You know, he's banging on furniture. Said, I'm the man of the house. You know, my word is law. You will prepare gourmet meal. He wants a gourmet meal every night and tonight. And when we're done eating the meal, you'll serve me a beautiful dessert. After dinner, we're going upstairs, we're going to have sex the way I like it. Afterwards, you're going to massage my feet. Afterwards, you're going to wash me. And you know, tomorrow morning when I wake up, you know who's going to dress me and comb my and comb my hair? She says, yes, the funeral parlor.
Catch Porn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Time is now 6:40. That's 20 minutes to 7. I've got 20 minutes to transfer to you everything that happened in 2018. And what really happened in 2018? Do you guys remember what happened in 2018? It was last year. It's almost last year.
2018. A lot happened this year. A lot happened at the movies, right?
You know? Oh, did it?
Yeah. There was
what was the best movie, you think?
No, I can't say it was the best movie. Because
what was like the most popular movie? Who won the Oscar?
Well, you can say that's the best movie. It depends on the Oscar Academy. You know, the best movie doesn't always mean it's the best movie. It might be the popular movie.
Okay, which
you know,
one
there's
was
always
it?
Been criticism. Do you remember who the best movie was? The best movie of 2018,
no.
You see?
Yeah, no.
I didn't even research it.
No, but you're like an expert, you know?
Oh, yes. So they say. What I'd like to do, Roy, is talk about movies this week.
Yes, what do we have? Oh, by the way. If anybody wants to win two pairs of movie tickets, just don't forget to WhatsApp up 061-895-1019. Don't forget that Peter will have a question built in one of the
movies. I'm going to talk
one of
about
the movies. So he's going to talk about. So just put your head. Listen to what he says, and we're going to ask a question at the end. So it's 061-895-1019, and you can SMS us as well on 34519. Peter.
Right, so there are only two movies opening this week. There's already been several opened at the beginning of the month, and there are like four movies opening at the end of December to capitalize on the holiday period. The two movies are both like franchises. One is the Aquaman movie. This is the isolated individual heroes, and this is Aquaman's adventure in the water. And James Momoa, the big guy with a good build, Roy, you may remember. You've seen him in Justice League and a few of the other movies. He's got a movie to himself.
Do you like him?
He's quite a good-looking guy. I mean,
is he?
He is. He was in another film called Raven. It was an adventure in which
this one she likes all the steroids.
Revenge movie.
Yeah.
And the movie I saw this morning, which opens on Friday, is a Transformer movie.
Okay.
And you know, there's been the Transformer toys, and there's been the Transformer franchise. This is an origin story of a Transformer that arrives on Earth called Bumblebee, and he can transform himself into a yellow Foxy. Foxy Beetle. And he meets up with a teenager who needs a car.
All right.
So she finds this beetle, and it turns out that it's Bumblebee.
That's the original one.
Yes, this is the original story. He's been sent there. He's fighting on Cybertron, and Bumblebee, as he's known, it's B-21 or something, comes to Earth, and there's this love story almost, because with this teenager discovers this.
And then you have this beautiful girlfriend.
Yes, yes, and Hayley Steinfeld, who's a lovely lady. She plays the main character who befriends this Transformer and John Cena.
Okay.
The wrestler.
Oh, okay.
The WWO. Cena, I think I pronounce his name.
John Cena.
Cena. Yeah. He was the other night, he was interviewed with Hayley on the Graham Norton show. And he's very funny, this guy. He picked up Graham Norton and held him up in the air. Graham thought he was going to die. It was very, because he's huge. He's
used to call him, you can't see me, because he used to go like this with the hand.
You know,
I used to watch him when he started. It was unbelievable.
Eitan, he spoke about that, how he came about.
Would doing you do this?
Yes.
What's the story? I never knew this
one.
It was a story, a friend of his put his hands in front of his hands, and he said, no, you don't. You do like this. And he did the movement. He says, when I do that, you can't see me. I'm gone. And that's, you know, that in his early days as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And they want to know if he's still wrestling. He has a big fight on, a choreographed fight. You know how this is all staged.
Of course, now he's more involved with movies and everything.
He is. And it's amazing that these ex-wrestlers who are now making their names in movies. I mean, look at The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He's really made a name for himself.
And you've got, what is his name? This huge guy that went to the Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. I'm also trying to remember his name.
Have, like Nicole, one name name.
It's another steroid.
It sounds like Spanish, I think, or something.
Yes,
Batista.
Can't remember. Ah, yeah.
Batista.
Batista, yes, yeah. Of course.
So
yeah.
Batista is playing in the Guardian of the Galaxy.
That's right. He's also massive, yeah, massive. They didn't have to use much of a build up.
I saw they were talking, they were taking like 4.5 hours every day just to
put
to
the,
do
makeup,
the makeup
yes,
on.
Yes.
Before
well, Roy, Bumblebee is quite fun. It's quite clever and it wears its heart on its sleeve. And I think kids this morning, they had an open screening. I usually go to previews where just the media are invited. But this morning at the mall in Killarney, they opened it up to viewers of Nickelodeon. So they had a lot of kids in the audience, and they seem to love
that's
it.
That's the fun, yeah.
And that is the fun, because it's not often that I sit in a normal movie house and get the feedback from the audience, because I often sit in isolation. And sometimes I've cut off from what's going on. You know, people sometimes say, I don't agree with you with that. Or sometimes Roy says, I liked the movie, but you didn't. But that's the way it is. Yeah. And so there are two movies that... The question is, what is the name of the teenager who befriends Bumblebee in the movie I've just discussed?
All right, 0618951019. What is the name of the teenager who...
Who befriends the Transformer named Bumblebee.
Here you go.
And... I just want to mention a couple of T's and C's.
We've got four movie tickets
to give away.
Yeah.
The vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. And this is thanks to special arrangements with New Metro and Chai FM and our show. Vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in the first week of release. So you can't see Bumblebee or Aquaman this week, but you can see it next week. You can redeem it at the cinema box office, but not online, Roy. A lot of people were trying to get online.
Yeah.
Only at New Metro Cineplexes. And the winners need to present vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes when getting their tickets at the box office. And the vouchers expire within 3 months. So you've got 3 months in which to use it. So
all
good
right.
luck.
So first of all, we've got a question. Is your shop open for the rest of December? And I say, not for the rest of December. We will be around. We're going to be most probably in the other shop, which is in 96 Centon Drive, which is very, very close to our shop. We're going to be open. Top Cash. Yeah, we're going to be in our offices till Friday.
And our telephone number is 011.
Until Saturday. Definitely.
Okay, till Saturday.
And then Monday, we're... Not in cash in, but in Top Cash, we will be half day.
Yeah, so you can just contact us on 011-325-7777.
Or at Top Cash.
Or at Top Cash
884-00-00.
So don't forget. All right, 884-00-00 or at 011-325-7777. It doesn't matter, you'll get.
Roy, did you mention that this is our last show for the year?
This is the last show for the year. And I want to read something. People really enjoyed that one, so I'm going to read it again. I want to tell you a short story with a big moral. Few years ago, in a small town, bandits entered the bank, and one of them shouted, "The money belongs to the bank! The life belongs to you." Immediately, everyone lay on the floor, quietly and without any panic. This is an example of how correctly phrasing a sentence can make everyone change their worldview. One of the women lay provocatively on the floor. The robber come up to her and says, "Ma'am, that's a robbery, not a rape. Please behave accordingly." This is an example of how professional should behave. He must focus on the goal. At the time of the escape from the bank, the young robber said to the oldest, who barely finished elementary school, "Hey, we must count how much money we robbed." The old man replied, "Don't be stupid, it's a lot of money. Let's wait till the news to say how much money we've stolen from the bank." This is an example of how experience is more important than any degree. After the robbery, the bank manager told his accountant, "Let's call the police." The accountant says, "Oh, wait. Before we do that, let's add the amount of the robbery. Let's add to the amount of the robbery another 800,000 that we transferred ourselves a few months ago and say it was also stolen." This is an example of how taking advantage of opportunities. The next day, they reported robbing the bank of 3 million. The robbers counted the money, but discovered only 1 million. The robbers began to grumble. We risk our life for 1 million. I mean, how is that possible? You know, we risk our life for 1 million. And the manager robbed 2 million and did not blink at all. Maybe it's better to learn how the system works instead of being a regular robber. This is an example of how knowledge can be more useful than power. The moral of the story is, give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. Give a man a bank, he can rob the whole nation, i.e. VBS. You like the VBS?
Good one, very, very, very good. Yeah. And what nice about it, it's you look on our life and you see it in reality, here and there. And
say yeah, again?
You can see these kind of things in reality happening all around us. So, yeah, it's very, very good.
Okay, all right. All right, so what can I say? We had, I must say that we ourselves, I mean, at Keshen, we had a great year, especially the great news that we're going to start in January. We're going to do our new, how do you say?
What is it, Roy?
Show.
A new show. A TV show, a new TV show. So we're going to have a pilot running in January. Most probably we're going to be signed for about 13 new episodes.
And where can people see it?
Most probably SABC3 this time, because they want to get to all the parts of the population, not only to
those privileged to be privileged able to ones, watch yeah. DSTV.
Yeah. And for us, it's going to be obviously better. I think SABC3 is much bigger.
So you're going to be a bigger star than you already are, Roy?
I'm going to be a superstar.
You're going to be a superstar.
I'm going to be a superstar.
Super duper star.
We'll call him Socrates.
Socrates will be a superstar. Yeah. Guys, there's something that... I really want to play this song because for me that's something really amazing. And, you know, we're very relaxed today, and I must say that. The last 2 minutes of the show, and we have, what is it? Well, 1 minute. What do we have, yeah. Eitan?
Well, I will try to make it very short and unplayful. So, this nice, elegant lady walking into a pharmacy. And you know she's very elegant, and she's going and she's telling the pharmacist, "I would like to buy some cyanide, please."
Okay.
Pharmacist completely in shock and say, "Why in the world you would like to buy cyanide?" So she very calmly replied, "I would like to poison my husband." The man went berserk. "What, you crazy? It's against the law. If we will get caught, we'll go. They will take my license and this."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The lady very calmly taking out the photo from her bag, showing it to the pharmacist when he joined her husband lying in bed with his wife. So the pharmacist said, "Sorry, dear, why didn't you tell me you have prescription? Sorry, yeah.
That's a good one. Question to all men. If you had to choose between a wonderful wife or a nice car, would you pick up a diesel or petrol vehicle?
That's a good one. Very quick, it's old and good. I know right. that we mentioned it before.
The time is now 7. All right. We have to say goodbye quickly.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. See you next year. You enjoy next, it and enjoy bye it. Bye. Yeah. And keep bye safe. Bye. Keep safe. Safe, safe, safe.
Yeah, safe. Safe is number one. Peter, last word.
Hey, cheers and have a great new year.
All right.
And let's go into the new year.
Here you go.
Rocking.
Rocking.